Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. Now let's take a look at what's been happening in Chicago at the CME Group, where futures are mixed in the corn pit. July contract at 667 and three quarters, down 5.5 cents. September at 596 and three quarters, a penny and a half lower. But the December contract up a penny and a quarter at 561 and three quarters, and what we can only consider quiet trade for the day. The March contract at 572 and three quarters, a penny and three quarters higher. The soybeans trading July at 14.97 and a quarter, or down a quarter. August at unchanged, 14.20 and three quarters. September soybeans at 5 lower, 13.20 and a half. And November at 12.75 and a half, down 9.5 cents. January futures are 12.80 and a quarter, down 8 and a quarter. Bean meal is up $1.70. Bean oil down 26 cents. August live cattle 40 cents higher at 120.40. And September feeders at 147.17 and a half, or up 42 and a half. July lean hogs at $99.47 and a half cents are down 77 and a half cents. July wheat in Chicago for the soft red, three quarters lower at 6.99 and three quarters. The hard red in Kansas City up a quarter at 7.38. 8.5 cents. On the phone line with us from Lafayette, Indiana, is Mike Zuzulo at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting to look at the marketplace this morning. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Todd.
How are you today?
Doing great. How about you?
I am really, really good. How's the move west going at this time? You should be just about there, I would think.
Well, we're still a couple weeks away, and like I said last week, we're still working on the compliance and regulatory stuff with a pretty hard date, you know, so that they know exactly what's going on as well. So we'll do another trip out there after the grain stocks report and finish things up, and hopefully by mid-July, we'll be on track.
Oh, I'm looking forward to saying Global Commodity Analytics Consulting from Atchison, Kansas.
That'll well, you know, I did a crop tour report over the weekend on my way back from Atchison to Lafayette and snapped about 15 or so photos and sent it out to clients and subscribers and was overwhelmed with the positive feedback. And I think that's going to be something that I do regularly now. And when I get out there, my next trip, I'm going to get up to Omaha, Nebraska, and see how the crop looks up between the Atchison area up to Omaha and do the same thing. It was interesting, this last one I sent out, I got very many comments about how the Missouri crop and the Western Illinois crop at that stage last Sunday, short and behind and in some cases not planted, matched up with clients and people in Iowa and southern Minnesota seeing those pictures saying, that's what my stuff looks like right now.
Yeah, I saw the photos. They did not look pretty. They certainly didn't look like what the crop looks like here in Champaign County and I suppose on east into the Corn Belt.
Yeah, it really made a difference. Maybe it's your hometown of Muhammad and that good water you have or something, but it was interesting. East of Decatur, the crop really turned on and you saw a lot more growth. You saw a greener crop. Didn't have as much variation between hilly and flat dirt. And it continuously seemed to improve as you went east.
Well, I can hardly wait to see what your next set looks like, because sunshine usually cures a lot with a crop, and it'll be fun to find what those pictures. See, I did see them come into my email. It was a fantastic little run that you gave us, by the way.
Well, thanks. It helped me with the analysis in that I think that the trade is starting to focus more on a hot, dry pattern out west, and especially with NOAA's new climate outlook put out a couple days ago. And I could see that because it is very dry as you get west of Atchison, and it doesn't take too long to get into the drought situation. Where the forest fires are in Colorado is not far from where some key wheat and corn and bean ground is in the western Corn Belt. But I think after taking that picture tour and hearing what I heard about Iowa and southern Minnesota being confirmed by some producers, I think a cooler, wetter bias is still more damaging to the crop being able to come on and get more closely aligned with trendline yields.
Yeah, I wonder, because it's often the margin that makes the difference. So if we're behind in the western Corn Belt, the eastern Corn Belt, and we're behind just in general. But we have those marginal growing areas, and I'm only saying marginal because they're further outside Kansas, the Dakotas, part of Nebraska, the west or far western areas. If they don't raise, then that makes a big difference.
It does, and I think it keeps your trend line yields further away from coming around. The trade is going to be discussing after the acreage report next week what not only what we have in old crop supplies, and that'll be handled by the spreads and the basis, the cash basis, but I think after the acreage number comes out, then they're going to put almost all their attention on yield. And that's where, as you say, that fringe area, as we call it, and not very, you know, we're not meaning any disrespect, but that fringe area, the primary corn belt, really makes a big difference from Tennessee south and then west all the way into eastern Colorado. But, you know, it's interesting when I talk to clients in Springfield and north of Springfield and on up towards Peoria, you get the sense that they are sitting in pretty tough waters right now. And as you go northwest from that area, it continues to stay pretty problematic. So warmer, drier conditions in the short term would do a lot to help them.
You mentioned the trip helped to put your analysis in order, and I do know that you put some numbers out about the size of the crop and what you expect from USDA next week.
Well, I hope that I'm on the high side. I only dropped down to 96 million acres because I was surprised at how many clients and how many producers that I work with, and also just by eyeballing it on these last two trips out west, how much corn got in the ground and how little prevent plant was taken compared to what I was assuming would be taken. And the producers actually went in as late as last weekend to try and get corn in the ground if they could. So I'm at 96 million acres. That's probably on the high end, I'm guessing, Todd, because there's some firms out there like Morgan Stanley that have put out 93.5. So if we came in below 96 million on corn, I think that would be supportive to new crop, and I think it would give us a shot. If the wheat is truly trying to turn and make a low here during harvest counter-seasonally, I think it would give you a shot to test that 575 upper trading range band in Dease corn and maybe try and put a six in front of Dease corn one more time.
One more time, but fairly quickly, I assume, because really it's not how much of a crop we raise completely. It's how much we raise and how much we use and what the ending stocks are at the time we get to the fall of 2014.
Yeah, right now all we've talked about during our conversation is supply, and between that and the fact that we've got some real question marks in the outside markets with the currencies, with the gold and metals, and some of the ETFs looking pretty rough right now after the Federal Reserve helped push the markets down again for a second month in a row. I think what we have to realize as producers and analysts is that this seems to be supply-driven. If it's supply-driven, you're exactly right. The higher we go, probably the more we should sell it. Now, having said that, we can't do a cookie-cutter approach based upon region and how different this crop looks in different regions. So some people will do more paper positions, some people will do more cash positions, but as the market goes higher here, if we continue to see demand weaken in the export market, I think it's important in the corn especially, and beans to a lesser degree, to continue to scale up sell, because as long as it stays supply-driven, I'm inclined to think it's going to be like last year. At some point, you're going to reach a level that demand backs away. As we have again in the cash corn, we've gotten close to $7.50 again. Beans getting up to that $15.50, $16 level. That's pulled back demand again. So I think as long as you don't have demand underneath you, you probably want to sell as it goes higher.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Todd, have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo is with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. He's in Lafayette, Indiana, joins us on this Friday morning.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. Mostly sunny skies today. A high of 91 on a south wind. That'll be at 8 to 14 miles an hour, gusting all the way to 21. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 71. And then tomorrow, isolated showers, a few thunderstorms. Those come after 1 in the afternoon. Mostly sunny otherwise and a high near 92. Partly cloudy on Sunday, Saturday evening, that is, and 71. Sunday, sunny skies and 92. Partly cloudy on Sunday night and 71, mostly sunny on Monday and 90. Monday night, cloudy and 72, Tuesday, sunny skies and 91. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy and 73, mostly sunny on Wednesday and a high of 91 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy and 71. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. This is AM 580.
Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.